Welcome to Legislative Report with Representative Brian Cutler of Lancaster County joining me today. And Representative Cutler, we are recording this program Thursday morning, July the 20th. And at this point, there's still no package on how to pay for the state budget. There have been reports of possible taxes on natural gas, basic cable, and other items. Your House leader, Representative Terzai, left a meeting this week in what was described as an unexpected turn. What's going on here? Can we get a sufficient revenue package together for the budget without having to have higher taxes and more borrowing?
Well, that's really been the goal since April when we passed the budget and the related revenue bills out of the House. At that time, we passed a balanced budget. It included an expansion of gambling. It included the further privatization of the liquor control system that we currently have in the Commonwealth, with opening access and licenses to underserved areas in the state. And when you took all of those ideas, as well as some of the Medicaid savings that we were proposing on the federal level, it balanced our budget that was at that time in the Senate. When the budget came back from June, we've continued to work on another package. I know a lot of folks indicated that they were surprised at some of the discussions that we had this week with the Senate Republicans. But the truth is, they're really just a continuation of what we started back in April. We do intend to go back into session on Saturday and Sunday this week. We do have a package that will include some other alternatives in an attempt to find common ground on something other than taxes. It will include a portion of the liquor privatization system again. It will also include the proposal to take some of the surpluses. We have many accounts where individuals have individual accounts actually have surpluses in them where they're automatically every year they're directed a certain amount of money. But the truth is, some of these accounts don't use all the money. One of the programs, as a matter of fact, is something that many in Lancaster County are familiar with, and that is the Ag Preservation Fund. That actually has a $20 million surplus currently in it, and yet it has $25 million appropriated to it every year. So I think it's just good cash flow management to take the surpluses and use them to lessen the amount that needs to be directed there this year, and then that sets us up heading into next year. In addition to that, there are some funds that are essentially on autopilot, where they get automatic increases every year. We're calling for those to be reevaluated and determine if those amounts and those levels are still needed. And it's really just a top-to-bottom review of all of the cash flow in the state and where is the cash flow going and what could be best used in terms of balancing the budget as well as the impact on taxpayers.
There was a welfare reform bill that recently passed, House Bill 59. Give us a brief description of that bill.
Well, House Bill 59 had several reforms that we've tried for many years and really is a reinstatement, if you will, of many of the Clinton-era welfare reforms. It had a work requirement if you were receiving state benefits. That is something that was instituted during the 90s and was left under the Rendell administration. Additionally, there was a co-premium payment regarding individuals who have Medicaid state insurance. What that essentially said was anybody who makes 1,000% of the federal poverty limit, which is about $246,000 a year, would have to pay a $50 premium every month for their state insurance. It was scaled very similar to the CHIP program, which is the insurance program where children automatically qualify. And that actually starts significantly lower. That starts at 200% of poverty. The Affordable Care Act subsidies stop at 400% of poverty. So we thought that $50 for those making $246,000 or higher with a scaled look at it was a good start for this program. By asking for this small premium payment going forward, that will then free up additional money to serve others who need it. Additionally, we had some licensing streamlining. One of the frustrations I've always had is the duplicate nature of many of the things that the state does. So we were looking to streamline the licensing process for many of the healthcare folks. We were also looking to further improve efficiencies in the system. and how that they could possibly be better, again, be better utilized to get the most efficient use out of each and every tax dollar that we are given.
Representative Cutler, thank you for another legislative report.